319-0830. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. People's Pact movement launched ahead of 2026 elections. Tonse Alliance to hold a national convention on January 21. And in international news, rescuers race to find dozens missing after a deadly landfill collapse in Philippines.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The People's Pact movement has officially been launched ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking at the launch, People's Pact President Dr. Fred Membe has described it as a national movement for justice, unity and dignity, despite government actions that forced a change of venue. Dr. Membe said the People's Pact is not merely an alliance, but a movement that brings together opposition political parties and leaders to confront what he described as growing poverty, democratic decline, and the marginalization of ordinary Zambians. He has accused the government of failing to create jobs and provide economic relief, weakening state institutions, promoting tribal divisions, and shrinking democratic space.
Today, we launch the People's Pact, the People's Movement, your movement. Not merely a political alliance, but a people's movement. A movement of ordinary Zambians in all their diversities and complexities. A movement of the forgotten. A movement of the hopeful. A movement that says, enough is enough. Movement ile tila tuachula pa, pafula.
The Zambia Police Service has disclosed that 667 people died in road traffic accidents nationwide during the fourth quarter of 2025. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said a total of 10,400 accidents were reported during the period, including 554 fatal crashes. He has noted that serious accidents accounted for 856 cases, leaving 1,776 people seriously injured. 1,971 were minor accidents, resulting in 2,914 minor injuries, while 7,019 accidents were classified as damage-only incidents. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
The 10,400 accidents recorded in the fourth quarter of 2025 represent a 13% increase compared with 9,203 accidents reported during the same period in 2024, which resulted in 614 fatalities, while serious accidents decreased slightly from 937 in 2024 to 856 in 2025. The number of serious injuries increased from 1,540 to 1,776.
Tonse Alliance Chairperson Professor Danny Pole has announced that the Alliance's National Convention will be held on January 21, 2026. He said the application fees will be 50,000 kwacha for presidential aspirants and 10,000 kwacha for those seeking the positions of chairperson, vice chairperson and party spokesperson. Speaking during a press briefing, Professor Pole said the convention will also formalize the inclusion of new members such as the ECL-PF movement and will determine the leaders who will appear on the Tonse Alliance ballot for the 2026 general elections. He has further refuted media reports suggesting that the alliance had banned the Patriotic Front regalia during the Chawama by-election.
National Convention is going to be held, or Congress is going to be held on 31st January this month. That's the application fee for those who are who want to participate in the presidential, the two vice chairmen, first and second vice chairmen, successful. The case for the presidential candidate, the one who applied the 50,000 points. The case for the other position is 10,000 points.
Meanwhile, Alliance National Coordinator Chris Zimba said the ETL Patriotic Front movement is a non-registered pressure group comprising loyal supporters of former President Edgar Lungu, which joined the alliance outside the Patriotic Front to freely contest the 2026 elections.
This ETL political movement was formed in 2024 by ETL himself and ourselves under him when he discovered that it was practically possible for him to use the PF party as a political platform to contest 2023. And as for him to navigate all the different political battles in court to the people that had taken PF to the ruling party, he decided that he joined the Joint Alliance outside the PF party framework. And to that effect, he came up with a movement of himself and the PF member loyal to him, the PF supporters loyal to him. That's where myself and the SD deputy will come from.
The Zambia National Service has moved swiftly to provide logistical support to bereaved families following the tragic drowning of 5 children at the ZNS Dam in Shangwe. In a show of solidarity and compassion, ZNS will provide food, coffins and transport on the day of burial. ZNS Chief of Public Relations and Liaison, Brigadier General Mabel Nwane, announced her support when she visited the grieving families on behalf of the ZNS commander. Brigadier General Nyone conveyed the service's deep sorrow over the incident and assured the families that ZNS stands with them during this painful period. Meanwhile, Area Chairperson John Yerenda has praised ZNS for its timely support, saying the move demonstrated compassion and responsibility towards the community.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute of Architects has urged authorities to involve architecture students in the newly commissioned School of Engineering Bridge Maintenance and Management Center at the University of Zambia, emphasizing the vital role architects play in infrastructure development. The center, recently officially commissioned by government, is designed to strengthen the country's capacity in bridge maintenance and management. Speaking to Hot FM News, ZIA President Musunga Silungwe has noted that many iconic and aesthetically significant structures in developing countries are the result of collaboration between architects, engineers and other construction professionals. Mr. Silungwe has stressed that including architecture students at the Bridge Maintenance and Management Center would promote interdisciplinary learning and better equip graduates for real-world infrastructure projects.
We are very pleased to learn of the launch of the School of Engineering Bridge Maintenance and Management Center at the University of Zambia. We hope that this new center can also now begin to acknowledge that beyond just having the structures and their bearing members, these massive structures are actually designed by architects. We must not only be wondering when we visit or look at the bridges or highways or roads in other countries, and they seem to be more pleasing and attract more people to actually use them for the aesthetic value, whilst our own, we need to work together in collaboration. I think the time for having incomplete designs and incomplete consultancy teams is long gone.
International news.
Rescue workers are racing to find dozens of people still missing following a landslide at a landfill site in the central Philippines earlier this week, an official has said. Mayor Nesta Akaibo said today that signs of life had been detected at the site in Cebu City 2 days after the incident. 4 people have been confirmed dead so far, Akaibo said, while 12 others have been taken to hospital. The BBC has more.
After another night of nationwide protests, the exiled son of Iran's ousted Shah has urged Iranians to go further and seize and hold city centers. U.S.-based Reza Pahlavi appealed for more protests today and on Sunday, adding he was preparing to return home. A nationwide internet blackout has done little to quell the unrest. The Syrian army says it has